Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
You know, as a guy who took Spanish for 3 years, I didn't retain much of any of it. I have to, and 3 years is a long time, especially when you're a child, and that's when you learn the most things really well, but I didn't retain a lot. It's hard just learning it in school or through textbooks. Well, Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program. It's available on desktop, or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. They are a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. Rosetta Stone immerses you in many ways with its intuitive process. You can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. I started Rosetta Stone and my Spanish skills have definitely improved. I can now say muchas gracias. It's really a better way of learning a language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Comedy Bang Bang listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/comedy. That's rosettastone.com/comedy. The enemy of my enemy is my Chandler. Okay, Phoebe, too. Who am I kidding? Get those other four rascals in here. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Very nice. Alvaro Mendez. Thank you so much to Alvaro Mendez for that wonderful catchphrase submission. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang for another week. June is certainly busting out all over. None can dispute that. We are smack dab in hump week of June, and welcome to it. My name is Scott Aukerman, and we have an incredible podcast show for you to listen to today. If you're into podcast shows, coming up a little later, we have a traveler. Interesting. Okay. I wonder to whence or where they have traveled. We also have an author. Oh, wonderful. I love the printed word, be it on screens or be it on the page. We will certainly be talking to them about that. But first, before we get to it, you know, we used to have celebrities on the show. In fact, we had one, Andy Richter. Andy Richter is now one of the only celebrities I know socially, so he agreed to come on the show. We no longer get celebrities. Instead, we have our guest in A Block here is someone in the custodial services. That's right. A fucking plumber is our leadoff guest here.
Hold on. I'm a celebrity. What? In the plumbing circles.
Oh, in the plumbing circles. Okay.
What do you mean? I walk the red carpets. They call them the shit carpets.
Are they the brown carpets, really?
No, they call them the shit carpets. We like to really reclaim shit. You know what? You want to introduce me?
Yeah, I probably do want to introduce you. I have no other information other than your name. So.
And what's that silky smooth name, Scott?
Okay, well, here we go. I'll really try to stretch it out take the time I would normally
read some
do
of
with
my
an
credits.
Yeah, I have none of your credits. I don't know what toilets you've plunged.
At the Broad. I've plunged toilets at the Broad.
At the Broad.
That's
really?
Right, Scott. Wow. And the Getty.
Broads before Hodes, right?
That's right.
Uh-huh. Please welcome to the show for the first time, Frankie Flush.
That's right, Scott. My name is Frankie Flush.
Frankie Flush.
And
is that not a nom de plume or not a stage name, but what do you call it when you're a plumber and you take someone like a different name? There's got to be a term for that.
A plum de prune.
Plum de prune.
Yeah, Scott. No, it is not. My mother's last name was Flush.
Was it?
And that's right.
What? And did it turn into something else, or is she dead? Because you said was
she. Scott, she got remarried to Jason.
Oh, thank God. Oh, I was sweating bullets That's on that right. one. I didn't want another Silver Sun pickup situation.
It's Williamson now.
If you recall, I asked about his father who had died in the last 2 weeks.
Pretty bad idea to ask about anyone's parents who's over 30.
But thank goodness she's just remarried. Is it a happy remarriage?
Look, I haven't seen her in a while. She lives in Dubai now.
But is your father dead?
Oh, my dad's dead as hell. But he died 35 years ago, Scott.
35 That's years right. ago?
In a mysterious plumbing accident.
How old of a man are you?
Oh, well, that would make me 45, Scott.
Okay, when you were 10 years old. That's a tough situation
to deal
with.
Yeah, but I've done a lot of BetterHelp online therapy.
Okay, good. Well, you know, feel it's really cheaper than normal therapy.
Yeah, because you don't have to
more
go
affordable,
anywhere.
Not cheaper.
Yeah, you don't have to drive anywhere. You don't even have to look at their faces when you do it.
No, in fact, you can demand they put on a blindfold.
That's true.
and a dog collar.
Yeah. You could also go into their office and stand back to back with them and say, let's walk 10 paces.
Nude.
And then you turn around and tell me what's wrong with me. Scott.
Frankie Flush.
Thank you for having me.
Welcome for being here is what I was about to say.
Thank you for being here as well. Thank you for having me, Scott. Mm-hmm. Now, I've got a bone to pick with you
Wait, with me?
That's right, Scott.
I'm sorry. Maybe you don't know who I am. My name is Scott Aukerman. I'm the host of the show. I've been hosting this for 13 years or so. We're actually taping this on the 10th anniversary of the Comedy Bang Bang television show. I'm more of a television personality, a movie director who podcasts on the side.
That's interesting.
So I don't think you have any bone to pick with me because we don't run in the same kind of circles.
Well, Scott, you have fired one of the first shots in a long time in the plumbing wars, Scott.
The plumbing wars?
That's
what are
right,
these?
Scott. You've had a little gentleman, who I like to call a little gentleman, named Mike Ruby, the no stank plumber on this podcast.
Oh, Mike Ruby. He's been on the show once.
I think he's been on twice. I think he's been on twice and he's made a huge impression. And I got to say, this guy is a dirtbag, Scott. I hate this guy.
A dirtbag like our other friend, Rudy North?
I don't know anything about that.
Okay, sorry. You're
I'm
not
just
a listener.
Meeting you. I don't know anything about what I'm walking
okay,
into.
Okay, so what happened? You heard that I had a plumber on the show?
There was a guy named Mike Ruby, who I happen to know as one of the biggest sleaze bags in plumbing history.
Really?
He was on your show promoting his plumbing company.
Well, who's do you want him to be promoting?
Well, he should be promoting the idea of plumbing in general.
Oh, the idea. Wait, like the National Milk Council?
That's right. He's a member of the Plumbing Council. He should be on here talking about keeping your toilets fresh and regulated.
I'm sure that came up.
Instead, he comes on and he starts throwing shade at every other plumbing company by saying he's the only plumbing company that will not have any stank.
Okay, hold on. So you're saying that when someone appears on a talk show, like our good friend Adam Scott, he goes on the Conan show. Oh, wait, no, Conan doesn't have a talk show anymore.
No, he's he's got a podcast.
Self-made millionaire from podcasting.
Sold a podcast company.
but when he goes on the Jay Leno show or what have you.
I haven't seen anything like that, but I'm pretty sure he should be promoting the idea of television.
Itself? Oh, television.
Yeah, because he's not really in that many movies currently. He's a TV star.
Okay, so now it seems like you're slamming him. I hope he's not listening.
No, Adam, please don't
be listening.
I mean, the guy.
Look. Let's be honest. Yes.
Severance is a huge show.
He took his shot in movies.
Listen.
Aviator. He was close.
Some people say the prestige lies
that brass ring.
In television these days.
That's true. I mean, sometimes people would say, well, you know, television shows are just the quality that movies are.
That's right. And if you're not in some Marvel movie, you're not going to be able to be
exactly. Although my mother would counter and say that television shows are now too dark, meaning they're the way they're shot.
Yeah, because you got to turn off all the lights in your house and be like, is motion tracking on or something. I can't see anything.
Back in the day during home improvement days, all the lights in your house could be on. You could see anything.
Wilson would stand behind his weird fence and you could see the light shining off his forehead.
Wilson from Castaway?
No, Wilson from... Wait, is it Wilson? Wilson from Home Improvement? No, he was the neighbor whose face you never saw.
That's right. Yeah. Did we ever get to see his face?
No, because in the final episode where they went out and did a curtain call, he wore a little fake fence.
That's right. And you know how I know that? Because I've watched it several times because the band plays Burning Down the House.
Yes.
By the Talking Heads.
Anytime you're doing your Talking Heads research, you're like, all right, I got to watch this again.
And I auditioned for that episode, that particular episode.
Did you?
The final episode.
Could you imagine you would have met the Talking Heads themselves?
Well, no, they didn't play it. It was the Home Improvement band.
They didn't bring in David Byrne?
What was his name? Al Bundy? Who was his sidekick?
Oh, God.
This isn't Scott Hasn't Seen, okay?
What are we doing?
What are we talking about?
What the hell is Scott Hasn't Seen?
Oh, I don't have
time for that shit. Listen, okay. I'm here to set the record straight.
Oh, okay.
First of all, Mike Ruby and the Nosedag Plumbers, those are not the only plumbers that do not smell, Scott.
Okay. Do you realize what he meant by do not smell? He meant there is not a disgusting odor coming off. Not that they are
nosmiac. I know.
Okay.
I smell good, Scott. Sniff me.
All right. If you really want me to.
Get in there.
Normal.
At least normal.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a baseline. I wouldn't say you smell good.
I didn't put on cologne or Axe body spray or anything, but I do smell fine, Scott.
You smell fine. You smell like a human being. I mean, I would say you smell like flesh and.
Flesh?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a weird thing for you to say. I'm going to scoot a little bit away from you.
Unburned flesh.
All right. That's pretty strange. Look, Scott, I am, of course, one of the brothers of Flush Brothers Plumbing.
You are, of course, that?
Yeah.
How am I supposed to know that?
You've seen the trucks driving around the greater Los Angeles area.
I guess maybe.
The Flush Brothers.
I edit those out of my consciousness.
Why, Scott?
Because, like, you know, if I'm out on the road, I only want to be looking at Porsches and, you know, Teslas.
Interesting.
You know, I don't want to see all of
this. You don't see big white vans that say Flush Brothers.
I guess I haven't.
All right. Well, let me feel
you. And you're twins? Is that what you said?
Well, we were twins.
Oh, my God. Did one of them get remarried?
No. He got facial reconstructive surgery.
Face off? Right.
He took his face off. After he had an accident at Busch Gardens, Tampa, Florida.
No.
He tried to stand up on the Montu roller coaster.
No. Oh, this was not plumbing related.
No. He wasn't
trying to fix the roller coaster.
Well,
like,
no.
Was there a hole in the bottom of the roller coaster?
No,
was dripping out?
No. Because if that was a professional job, this would never have happened.
Oh.
My brother was a little bit of a showboat, and he wanted to stand up when they did the little flash photography when you go on the big dip.
No, you can't do that.
So he stood up, and he got a seagull to the face, Scott.
A seagull?
That's right.
Oh, my God.
And he had to change his face, so we're no longer twins, we're no longer brothers, we're no longer talking.
So wait, he didn't try to reconstruct his face as close as possible to what it was? He had to change it.
He said, this is a pretty good opportunity to get away from being this ugly-ass motherfucker.
When God closes a door.
He opens another face.
So who did he look like then?
Well, now he kind of looks like Roger Moore.
Oh, the second James Bond.
Yes,
third James Bond.
The third James Bond. I have no idea.
Unless you're counting David Niven and all the people. Wait, this is not...
This is not Scott Hasn't Seen, which I don't even know what that is.
So wait, okay, so...
I'm a Flush Brother by heart and a plumber by trade, and...
So wait, he's a plumber who looks like Roger Moore?
Yeah, and he left the company to start his own thing.
Oh, really? Because I was going to say, he would be a panty dropper when he shows up to some of these shit-stained
maybe.
Houses.
I don't know if when Roger Moore comes up, the first thing you think is panty dropper.
I mean, he was good-looking and very suave. Yeah.
I think you think like old movie, kind of grizzled,
attractive. If Roger Moore, at 30, or how old are you?
I'm 45.
You're 45. If Roger Moore at 45 were to come to your house and you didn't know he was a plumber, he's like some handsome 45-year-old, I would say that would be a panty dropper.
So you think there
aren't
other handsome plumbers, Scott? See, this is why you need a representative from the Plumbing Council on your show, Scott.
Okay, yeah. Teach me.
Okay,
because
Mike came in here and he said, all right, first of all, he does this whole thing where he sprays himself with Axe body spray.
Yeah.
And he goes into your house and he sets it on fire if it's not clean. First of all, Scott, that's insane.
That is insane. And it's a lot to kind of, for a new listener,
it's
for
a lot
people
to
wrap their heads around.
If
so
this is your
I'm
first episode, I feel like that is you shouldn't listen to that episode. If you want to be introduced to plumbing, this is the episode.
This is the episode. So if we have a lot of plumber fans out there.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a lot of upscale fans.
No,
you got
fans. They're cleaning toilets. They're cleaning bathrooms.
Exactly.
They got the headphones on. They're like, ooh, life is so good when I've got Scotty Ockham in my
That's
ear.
Right. So if you're interested in the custodial services,
yes.
Talk to you. So tell us what we need to know.
Mike Ruby has this crazy 11-step process.
Well, you're talking a lot about Mike Ruby and not about what you said you wanted to do.
I got to set the record straight.
Okay.
He came in here with some 11-step process, Scott. And I'm here to tell you, I could do it 9.
Okay. Name that tune.
That's right, Scott.
So you want it.
That's
you
right.
have a 9-step process
That's
for what?
Right.
For cleaning toilets?
First of all, I want you to know, we are the Flush Brothers. Our guarantee is that we are not going to play around in your bathroom.
So Okay, so that's a guarantee.
That's what all our trucks say. We will give you your money back if you come in there.
If you find us, if you chance upon us.
If you chance upon us and we're in there, we got the plunger in our hand and we're kind of playing swords with it.
You're pretending to be Ghostbusters.
If we're sitting at the edge of your tub and we're kicking our feet around and we're saying, got you.
If you're pretending to take a bath going, look at me.
I'm drowning.
Splash.
If I just dunk my foot in your toilet and say toilet foot.
Any of that.
You can have your money back.
And that so people are paying up front.
Guarantee. Oh, yeah. You got to pay. You got to Venmo for me.
Because people usually haven't paid at this point. But so you're getting the money in advance.
Well, I got to get the money up front.
Okay.
Now, Scott, let me walk you through my process.
Oh, please. So this is in response to Mike Ruby.
I think this is my diss track to Mike Ruby.
Okay, here we go. 9 steps.
Step one, you got to answer the call.
That's the exact step that Mike Ruby started with. The Lady Ghostbusters answer the call?
Well, Scott, that's what you learned in plumbing school, baby.
Okay.
So it's not so crazy.
We've not deviated from Mike Ruby's process.
It's
at
not
this
crazy
point.
That step one is answer the call. That is something that you always do now. Of course.
So when the phone rings, you gotta
answer the call.
You got to pick it up.
If they call me at home and my cell phone, I'm driving, I answer the call.
It's the hero's journey. Do you ever refuse the journey? And
that depends, Scott. If they don't pay up front, I refuse the call.
Okay. But then they say, okay, I'll pay you.
I reluctantly go, I'm back in.
Great.
I'm thinking I'm back in.
So answer the call. Very good.
Yeah. Step two, of course, I put on my big boy pants and I put on my tool belt.
Is this the same as Mike Ruby's? I can't recall.
No, this is patented step number two.
You put on your big boy pants, you say?
Mm-hmm. They've got big old overalls on them where I strap them around my shoulders and I say, I'm a big boy. Put on my tool belt.
Do you sort of look like the Super Mario Brothers?
I don't want to hear shit about the Super Mario Brothers, okay? Because as a brothers plumbing company, that shit has fucked me up for a very long time.
Yeah, I would think you'd have more trouble with Super Mario Brothers than you would have with
Mike
Ruby.
Well, they're not real plumbers that we have a plumbing war with, Scott.
Right. Oh, okay. No, okay. That's a good point.
So step two, we put on, and of course our tool belt is strapped tight to our body, and all of our tools are not plastic.
Okay. Some
of them are plastic, of course.
Some of them are plastic.
Some of them are part plastic. Some of them are plastic. Some of them are little kids' toys. Fill it out. You got to fill it out.
Because it looks weird to have
weird to just have one big wrench in there.
And a plunger.
That doesn't make any sense. You got to fill it out. Some little wrenches, some little screwdrivers.
Okay. All right.
Step number three, call a lift.
So you don't have your own van. Vans traveling
there
all
over. There are vans. Those are my subcontractors, of course.
Just for advertising.
Yeah, yeah. My license was, of course, revoked back in 2017 for ghostwriting my whip, Scott.
For ghostwriting?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, it's a little fun fad that they used to have in the early 2000s where...
But you were doing it in 2017.
I was a little late. Where they would play some gangster rap music from your car and you would get out as it was in neutral and let it kind of go forward a little bit and then you dance next to it and then you jump back in.
Okay, I remember this. Yes. So then a lot of times people would crash the car.
Yeah, so I tried to do it when I was getting up to a toll booth, and of course I crashed into the toll booth, burnt it to the ground. So I now have
burnt it to the ground. Oh my god!
I was using diesel fuel in my car. So of course,
was someone inside it?
No. Luckily, it was one of those Amazon ones.
Oh, thank goodness!
I was very, very relieved that I didn't kill anyone that day.
Yeah. Oh, that day.
Yeah, we don't need to.
Well, oh, okay.
Well, Scott, there's a plumbing war.
Oh, okay. Well,
Scott, there's a plumbing war going on outside. No man is safe.
This is a podcast. Don't say anything that you wouldn't.
All right,
want.
I would. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I won't say anything.
All right. Step four.
All right. So of course I call a lift. That's step three. Now step four, pretend to be asleep so they do not talk to me.
Can't you just turn on the toggle on the, like, I want a silent ride?
See, I don't update my phone because that's how they get you.
They get you for jury duty.
They get me for jury duty
and taxes.
By updating my phone. So I'm not voting. I'm not doing jury duty, none of that shit.
Got it.
So of course I have to pretend to be asleep. So of course that looks a little bit something like this. I close my eyes, I lean back, and every few minutes I say something random like, no, don't leave that up. John Grisham.
John Grisham.
Ain't no way I'm taking that on. I say
so
stuff like that.
So now in your improv, are you dreaming that you're meeting John Grisham, or you're at a library and they're out of John Grisham? What do you?
Who's to say, Scott?
You are, because you're this has got to be motivated.
Who's to say?
Okay, all right.
Now it generally
we're
works.
Up to step four. You haven't gotten to the place yet, and you said you could do it at 9.
Scott, I'm telling you, plumbing is something you go to school for. You learn. You're not just some freaking asshole like Mike Ruby just going into houses and setting them on fire.
He didn't go to school. He didn't learn.
I don't know. I've asked for his birth certificate and his college certificate. And I've not seen either. Now, step 5. At the house, I tip the Lyft driver cash.
Why?
I like to be a nice guy. Okay. I think cash is a little better.
And they don't have to report it.
They don't have to report it. They can keep it off the app. I give them a little cash. Maybe they can get some gas a little bit later.
Okay. All right. So we've just arrived. We only have 4 more steps.
Okay. I think I'll be able to handle it.
Okay. Are you sure? Have you written these out in advance?
No, Scott.
Okay. This is off the top of your head?
Scott, these are the 9 commandments of the flesh brain.
I don't want your 9th step to be like a run-on sentence. Sentence where it's like a bunch of commas and you're like, and then I do this and then I do this and then
we'll have to see, Scott.
All right.
Now, of course, step 6, ask the customer to point me in the direction of the stank.
Now, that
is the exact same step that Mike Ruby has. Now, again, that's something that we learned. I don't know where he learned it. Maybe from a YouTube video or something.
Right. Was there a rhyme that we had, or was that for step 8? I can't remember.
Scott, I think you'll see where this is going.
Okay, here we go. All right. So they point you in the direction of the direction, which is usually within the belly of the house.
Hopefully, because if it's not, sometimes we got to get into a car, go to a guest house or something.
A car to a guest house?
Yeah, I did Shannon Sharpe's house one time.
Oh, okay.
He's got a lot of guest houses. So they point me in the direction of the stank. Of course, I start to walk in that direction.
Is that a step?
No, those are the same step. Okay. And is that going to get
see,
me
See, already we're like combining steps.
All right. Step 7, Scott. Get to the bathroom, check out the mess in there, and of course, look at the plunger and say, "Oh no, not today, sir."
Okay, that seems like 3 steps, but
no,
okay.
It's one. Because you walk in and you find the plunger almost right away, and I say, "Not today, sir."
Wait, you're using their plunger?
Sometimes. Okay. Because I'm not going to carry a shitty plunger on my belt.
I mean, that is a good point. Come on. If I were a plumber, I would probably say, "Do you have your own plunger?" Because I don't want to like take one.
I don't generally just use a plunger. I feel like they've already tried that.
Yeah,
and that's why
plunger is like, exactly.
But I just need to make sure that I don't go in there, pick up the plunger, start putting it where my crotch is and saying, "Look how big my dick is. Look how big my dick is."
Okay, because that would be.
Absolutely would trigger a money back guarantee.
Okay.
And I would have to Venmo them back the $600.
Okay. $600 is what this is called?
That's right. I am the best plumber in Los Angeles.
Okay, so no matter what it is, you charge $600. If it's a small job, a big job.
That's right.
Okay.
So that's a good deal.
Or is that a deposit?
It's $600. And then if I have to buy tools and equipment like that stuff.
Got it.
Because sometimes I have to buy extra tools when I get there. Scott, you didn't go to school for plumbing, so you're not going to understand.
Okay, I beg your pardon. All right. So we're at what?
That was step 7. Now, of course.
That was step 7?
Yes.
We have one more step.
Now, of course, step 8 is disassociate, Scott.
Okay. That's right. I remember now.
Because,
there was a rhyme.
I don't.
Disassociate.
Now, I don't want to go into there and actually touch like gross poop stuff or like smell urine or anything.
Right.
So I basically disassociate.
How do you do that? Do your eyes roll back in your head?
Classic. Eyes roll back in my head. My tongue flops out to the side. I fall down.
Wow. Yeah, like you're a dog?
Exactly. I go, bleh. And then I just knock my head on the counter and hope. And then we get to step 9, Scott. And this is the final patented step.
Okay.
Final patented step, wake up, hope the bathroom is clean. If not, I'll also give you your money back.
Okay. Now, and this is what I asked Mike Ruby when he was on the show. Are you the one who's supposedly cleans it, like when you've disassociated, or you're hoping someone came in, cleaned it up around you, and then you woke up?
Who's to say, Scott?
You! How often does this happen?
Who's to say? Look, Scott.
Happens every time. It's 9 steps.
You're asking a lot of questions not a lot of my customers ask, because I've got a 75% A rating.
Oh.
With
wait,
everyone.
So wait, this is a C.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's not 3 out of 4.
If you have a 75%, it's a C rating.
Okay, well, a lot of the plumbers in Los Angeles involved in the plumbing wars all kind of hover around the C plus rating. So C is very good.
Okay, I don't think so. If you were to, like, if you ever go into a restaurant, which I don't know if you have enough money to do, I don't know what plumbers make, but.
Okay, Scott. I've got an In-N-Out in my basement.
What?
That's right, Scott.
A lot of people have, like, bowling alleys. You have a whole In-N-Out?
Functioning In-N-Out.
Do you have the secret menu?
You know I could get it animal style.
Could I get a 4x4?
It depends. Well, you do have to still wait in about a 30-minute long drive.
Oh, no. Really? With a guy with a pad coming up to you?
Yeah, he comes out and he's like, what do you want? I'm like, I don't know.
Do you put the John 3:16 at the bottom of your cups, too?
That's right, Scott.
What are you hoping to do with that?
Well, you know, I want to convert people to the ways of the Lord.
Okay, understandable.
Now, Scott, I'm glad I was able to set that straight.
By the way, how does this work? Because it's on the bottom of the cups.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I've ever looked at the bottom of my cup.
Right.
Is it for people you're eating with? You tip the drink over. And by the way, you would think they would not give you straws then, because no one will ever see the bottom of the cup unless people are tipping it up. To drink the last drops.
I believe it is because they want the message to be sent to Satan.
It's pointing downwards.
So you can get a whole 3:16.
So it's like a big fuck you to him of like, he's looking up there going like, God damn it, look at all these people eating in and out.
He's so pissed.
Seeing John 3:16 everywhere.
You do know that Satan is, of course, connected to Burger King.
No.
You didn't know that?
Is he the king of the underworld?
The king of the underworld.
Oh, my God.
How have you not known that?
I mean,
a pretty dumb guy.
I don't know that I need to come on the show to hear that. I can stay home.
Oh, your wife agrees?
Yeah.
Well, Scott, look, I just want to say I'm glad I was able to put it out there. I just want all the other plumbers.
So you're calling this a success,
yes.
What you just did?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I don't want the other plumbers out there to come at me with violence, Scott, because the plumbing wars right now in Los Angeles, since Mike Ruby's been on your podcast.
Was that the trigger?
That was the trigger. It was sort of the first shot.
Inciting incident.
There has been a lot of plumbing violence around the city, Scott.
No.
A lot of the companies around the city have been sort of choosing sides and fighting a war. I don't know. That could be won, Scott.
Okay. Wow. Well, this is, I mean, that's, it sounds like a terrible situation.
It is.
What exactly happens during the plumbing war?
Well, of course, we all remember when Gary Sinkerman, the Sink King.
The Sink King?
The Sink King.
He does exclusively sinks?
Yeah, he, of course, strangled Roger Reuter to death.
Is that your ex-twin brother, Roger
Reuter? No, that's not Roger Reuter. No. He's just Los Angeles Plumbing.
Oh, okay. Oh, wait. So he has his own thing going on that's plumbing.
And look, he's a part of we're on opposite sides right now.
Oh, really?
I would say that I'm on the side of ice and he's on the side of fire.
What are the two different positions here? Like, because I don't, what's the actual argument that you guys are having?
The argument right now is which plumbers reign supreme.
Oh, okay. So it's a typical,
it's a typical power.
We're better than you.
That's
okay,
right, Scott. Do you want me to tell you about some of the plumbers in this greater Los Angeles area, Scott?
I see you holding your phone up as if to read something off a list.
I don't know what you're talking about.
So, sure, hit me.
Well, of course, I've already mentioned Roger Reuter and Gary Sinkerman.
Of course.
Of course, you got Mary Munger, queen of all plungers. You got Big Top Toilets and More, and The Moor is a freak show. The Moor is a freak show. These are their taglines. So I'll be telling you what they are.
The Moor is a freak show?
Because it's Big Top Toilets and More.
Where The Moor
is a freak show.
A freak show?
That's
so
right.
They're doing Big Top Plumbing, but they also have a freak show.
Yeah, it's kind of like a circus with a freak show.
Like the Jim Rome kind of thing where people are like nailing their penis to their chin.
Yeah, you've got the bearded plumber.
You've got
all that kind of stuff.
Interesting.
Of course, you've got 24-hour plumbers. Let us spend the night. That's their catchphrase.
Oh, it's 24 hours because
they have to
They finish the job in 16 hours and then they want to sleep at your place?
They want to make sure that the next day of coming back to, you know, make sure.
They don't
sure
want to get called again.
They don't want to get called back, so let us spend the night.
So it's like a haunted house situation.
You
like,
haven't seen any of these trucks driving around?
I have. Again, I don't know. I'm not really looking for them.
Of course, there's the Clog Brothers. We don't like the Clog Brothers because, of course, brothers, you know.
Yeah, brother, yeah. But what do they do?
They say, we don't do clogs, we undo them. him, which I feel like is not that interesting.
So they have to differentiate between, they're not going to come over to your house and clog your toilet taking huge shits.
They've had a lot of sort of misinformation out there about them clogging toilets because they are the Clog Brothers.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So I can only imagine if I were to read that in the Yellow Pages, I would be like,
oh, well,
I know I need someone to unclog. Have they ever thought of calling themselves the Unclog Brothers?
You're going to have to ask them, Scott.
Okay. Maybe do you think they'll ever come on?
I feel like any of these guys have the potential to come on the pod.
So you're sort of testing them out right at this point.
There's, of course, Noah's fart. We shall live on as God washes away our sins and duty. That's their catchphrase.
Okay.
We've got Lieutenant Streaks in the ship battalion. We don't negotiate with toilet paper as their thing.
With toilet paper.
It's one of the look, you're going to have to ask
rhyme with
guys.
Terrorists or something, but it's just they don't negotiate with toilet paper.
You have to ask these guys about it.
Okay, maybe I will.
Of course, we've got Big Willie, Plumber Time.
Okay, this is a parody of Will Smith's Summertime.
Who's to say, Scott? Who's to say?
Who is to say?
Of course, there's Tarzana Toilets, You Toilet, We Tarzana.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Tarzana, by the way, is a city here next to Los Angeles.
Well, I'm talking about only Los Angeles plumbers, of course.
Oh, okay, yeah.
If you do happen to have the Disney bundle, you could get Disney Flush, where Boba Fett will come to your house and unclog your toilet, and then he'll say wizard or something like that.
What about Grogu?
Yeah, you don't get Grogu.
You don't get Grogu?
No. Grogu's specifically licensed to the parks alone.
Oh.
So you get Boba Fett. That's all you get. Man. And it's actually Tamir Morrison shows up to your house.
Does he really? Yeah. I can only imagine like the other 10 months of the year are pretty dry for him.
Yeah, yeah. He's like out there flushing toilets and stuff. Of course, there's Rick's Plumbing and Barbecue. They will bring you ribs and brisket.
It would seem like there'd be another plumbing situation the next day then.
Well, that I guess that's part of their hustle, you know?
Oh, yeah. No,
I think it's one of those things where they say in their commercial, look, we know your stomach's empty from shitting all over your bathroom. We're going to fill it back up again and brisket.
Yeah, this is a good hustle because like you're probably paying $10 for the ribs, $600 to do the job. I mean, this is a good investment.
Pretty good. I mean, they do have a $10,000 smoker that they do drive to everybody's house.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So I feel like that kind of takes up a
lot of overhead.
Of course, there's Snoop Plumbing, where Snoop Dogg comes to your house and just blows smoke in your toilet. Honestly, it usually works.
Really?
I don't know.
It's really strong.
He blows really, really thick smoke clouds.
Wow, okay.
And he normally does it. Of course, you got Wesley Pipes. Always bet on crap.
Jesus Christ. Okay.
And of course.
Oh, you're wrapping up. Okay.
And of course, Los Angeles Plumbing. Which I feel like they should have something fun or something good.
My brother works there.
He just says, Los Angeles Plumbing. I guess they get a lot of business.
No, not even a catchphrase or anything?
No,
like
they
that?
Don't even have a commercial or anything.
What about his pearly whites out there on, in picture form?
No, he's a minimalist, they say.
Huh.
So they're just Los Angeles Plumbing.
Los Angeles Plumbing.
That's it, Scott.
Okay, well.
So, yeah, there's a lot of bloodshed between those plumbers right now. I feel like, you know, Noah's fart is almost completely decimated by violence.
Oh, my God. That sounds so terrible.
That sucks. By the way, did you see me in that Rick Caruso commercial?
No, what were you doing?
I was just saying Rick Caruso's going to clean up Los Angeles.
Okay, well, you must be...
I'm pretty pissed. They go to a runoff, but whatever.
Yeah, you didn't get that 50, so
I
sorry.
I didn't get it. Whatever, I got 50 grand.
You got 50 grand?
That's right.
Caruso he's spreading that money around.
Yeah, he's got money, baby.
You would think he would give it to the unhoused people that he supposedly wants to help.
Hmm.
Oh, well. Anyway.
Okay.
This isn't Chapo Trap House.
We can't be talking about that kind of stuff on here. And I'm just very happy, Scott, that we're getting the word out about the plumbing wars. If you see two plumbing trucks like ram into each other on the street,
that's the cause of it.
Run in the opposite direction because this shit is getting crazy.
They're ramming into each other, mm-hmm. So there is no opposite direction.
That's a good question. Well, all right.
Right?
Perpendicular.
I see. Yeah, okay, yeah. Got it.
So they're running at each other. You just got to do a 90 degree angle.
90
and run.
Degree immediately. Yeah. Always be ready to do a 90 degree.
Please. Always be ready to do a 90 degree.
Always be ready to do a 90 degree.
Always be ready
to do a 90 degree.
Try to say this, Scott. Flush Brothers Plumbing. Try to say it.
Flush Brothers Plumbing.
Oh, you said it pretty good.
It's tough.
Not
though.
Easy.
It's hard to do very quickly. How fast can you do it?
Here we go. Flush Brothers Plumbing.
I don't know. Yeah. Here we go. Let me try. Mm-hmm. Flush Brothers. Nope.
It's hard.
It's too hard.
It ain't easy. It's almost as if it should have been something else. But you
it
know,
probably should
you
have
know,
been.
It's, I can't. What am I supposed to say? My mother once had that last name.
Yeah. And now what is her last name?
Williamson. okay. pretty normal. Were you looking for something crazy?
Well, you know, give you an opportunity for a big laugh on the right as we go into commercial. And
I don't know what you're talking about. I could only
little dribbler to the pitcher.
I could only be myself. Yep, I could only that's be right.
You're
real.
Only talking about facts. Well, look.
Hopefully I'm the last plumber you ever have on this podcast.
I hope so. Although these other guys may be on. We do have to take a break. But look, when we come back, we have a traveler. Can you stick around, Frankie Flush?
Let me check my schedule. You're damn right.
All right. And we also have an author coming up. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Are you looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the moms in your life? Well, what if I just said tough luck and then ended it? No, I actually have the perfect gift and I stand by this one 100%. I've talked about it. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. How many photos do you think you've taken in your life? Four? More? Well, it's unlimited how many photos you can share on this thing. And I believe me, I've tested it out. It is super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving Aura as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. And that's what I did. I gave these to all of my loved ones. And we put photos of our new baby into the frame, and they love it. My mom would rather watch the Aura frame than TV. She just sits there like watching the new photos come up. She loves it. I love them. I think it's one of the greatest inventions to ever be invented. Thank goodness whoever did it, I couldn't. Mr. Aura, if you're out there, we love you. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That is A-U-R-A Frames, AuraFrames.com. Use code BANGBANG at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here. A next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template, and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang. To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh, gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Lectric e-bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can too. Go full throttle into spring with electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back here. We have Frankie Flush of the... oh, my God, what was that?
Oh, just to do a little flush sound effect sometimes.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I kind of wish I did have one of those like little noisemakers like on the radio where I'd be like, Frankie Flush!
Where you have like drops and stuff. You know, Paul F. Tompkins and I have been recording our sound effects record for like 10 years at this point.
Do you got a flush on there?
No, we don't, yeah. Mm. But I mean, I think if you're doing a sound effects record, you want it to be like the actual sound of it and not a guy going like,
flush. Yeah, right.
That would be interesting to sell a sound effects record where it's just like one guy doing a bunch of sound effects. But that would be more of a Michael Winslow kind of situation.
Yeah, you don't think he has a record where he's just like, helicopter.
I hope he does.
I hope he does too, because I'd buy it.
Yeah, I would buy it. Well, speaking of buying things, we have to get to our next guest, and she has bought a lot of tickets to other cities and places, I would imagine, unless, I mean, she's a traveler. So I'm.
She might be like Quantum Leap or something.
Yeah, that's true.
You never know.
We'll find out. If it's a Quantum Leap situation, that'll be my first question. Mm-hmm. Please welcome to the show, Lena Don Hom.
Hi, Scott. Oh, my God.
Lena,
I'm so sorry.
Are you okay?
I did not mean to cry. No, I'm fine. I'm fine.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry.
You were literally smiling 5 seconds
no,
ago.
No, I'm fine. Sorry.
What's going on? Are you?
No, it's
is
nothing.
Everything. Do we need to pause, take a break?
No, like honestly, it's just like I got back from like the worst trip of my life. So I'm just kind of like decompressing. So sorry.
How recently did you get back from the trip?
I got back today.
Oh, wow. Okay. This morning or?
Yeah, this morning.
What was the airline?
I think it was Albanian Air.
Albanian Air. Oh, and wait, LAX or was it Burbank?
Burbank.
Burbank. Actually, oh, good for
they
you.
Fly direct.
I didn't know Albania. They fly flew direct. To Burbank.
Burbank does international. That's very
interesting. Interesting.
But yeah.
So, would you take Barham over or what?
I took Barham. I took Barham over. Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. Good. Good.
I'm
going to keep talking about Burbank Airport.
No, I need. Why are you crying? I feel bad. What happened on this trip?
No, it's just like I was on a bachelorette and it was like pure hell, like straight up.
I'm sorry, you were on a bachelorette? What does that mean?
I went on a bachelorette party.
A party? Oh, OK.
I say bachelorette. We abbreviate now.
Okay. I was on a bachelorette, I thought you might think an episode of The Bachelorette or something.
Well, no.
I think you would say I was on The Bachelorette.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I would be like, I was on The Bachelorette, but I was on Bachelorette.
Hey, I'm regretting asking you to stick around.
You know what? Scott? We'll see.
All right.
We'll see how you feel when you go into the next break.
All right. Although you did ask a very good question.
Thank you.
I was still obsessed with how she got over here.
Yeah, he was asking better questions.
Yeah. Okay, so you went to a bachelorette party. Where? In Albania?
So here's the thing. Okay, so my girl, Catalina, I love her to death, but we're like kind of new friends. Mm. And she asked me to like organize this. Bachelorette, yeah.
Wow. Isn't that usually the maid of honor's job?
Yeah, but all of her friends, like she's got this crew of like old friends, but they're all like married and they have like kids. And, like, families.
Are they from other places?
They live in the Midwest. Like it's weird. It's like a different vibe.
And you guys are LA friends and you're right there. So yeah. She wants you to organize
and
it
also,
because everyone's going to be flying in for it.
I travel a lot.
Oh, okay.
So I know like
that's something you do for fun or for
for work.
For work. Oh, where do you work?
So I am a nighttime coach.
What does that mean? You coach the night?
You coach the night or you coach people at
you
night?
I coach people's nighttime routines.
Oh, okay.
You what them?
I coach their
coach them. Oh,
nighttime
okay.
routines.
Okay.
So I'm like, you know, maybe tonight we tape your mouth or tonight we tape your forehead or whatever.
Tape your mouth?
Tape.
What?
Tape your mouth. Yeah, that's a thing.
What?
I'm also in a what situation?
Taping your mouth.
What is that?
Wait, tape your mouth shut. So we don't, as humans, we don't use our noses enough.
Oh, so, I've heard about this. I read about this.
So yeah, Mike Ruby was talking about this.
If you tape your mouth shut, you're breathing through your nose. And that's like signals to your body to like calm down. And it helps with sleep apnea and helps with all this stuff.
But then you also say sometimes let's tape your nose.
But I'm like, let's tape your nose or your forehead or like let's tape your butt or
just
whatever.
Just to kind of correct the other way. Like you don't want to be breathing.
Yeah.
Too.
Or like sometimes. sometimes we tape your like legs and your arms together.
So
like,
you help people go to sleep?
Yes.
Or, okay.
No,
you go through
routine.
A lot of tape in this job.
Lots of tape. Okay. And just like general, like, what are you eating before bed? Like, have a big glass of milk maybe, or like eat like a steak.
What's,
like,
what's a big glass of milk to you, by the way? Because you're a tiny, tiny person. Is that like a small glass of milk to me?
It feels
or?
Like every time a woman's on here, you make her small.
Seems like they do it themselves.
No, though. I don't know about that, Scott.
And it's also a certain...
I don't know.
But I would say it sounds like you're planning a lot of things for people. So I get why your friend asked you to plan.
Yeah,
that
so I'm good at this. Like, I'm like a natural.
Right.
And I...
So the planning a bachelorette party, the type of training that you do at nighttime...
Yeah, nighttime.
Bachelorette
training.
Parties are... Nighttime activities.
Nighttime.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but like also, I guess I'm just like cultured and like I go on cool trips and like these women, these like Midwestern women, like they didn't understand what like I was going for.
Yeah. I was reading I believe it was a New York Times article or a Washington Post article.
Yeah.
You know, the old gray lady, the paper of record, about where Arizona is now. Scottsdale is now a big destination.
Hub. The Dale.
It's a hub.
The Dale, of course.
Yeah.
So is that the type of thing you were planning because it was a destination? You said you were on Albanian Air.
I mean, I think Catalina wanted like, you know, she wanted like Vegas or she wanted New Orleans. Or whatever.
Right.
And I was kind of like, let's do something really cool. And like, let's go. Where do you want to go? Like internationally. And she was like, Greece. I was like, perfect.
Oh.
So anyway, I booked the tickets. Everyone's pissed. Like immediately everyone's pissed.
Why?
Oh, because they didn't know.
Well, they were just sort of like.
Did they just give you credit card info of like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, they gave us.
And I was assuming it would be Las Vegas or something.
Yeah. And I was like in first and they were all in coach.
Oh.
So the first like that was a thing.
Because of points or you just spent the money?
I just spent the money. I was like, I organized the whole trip. I should be like closest to the pilot.
Did they all have to chip in for that? Is that?
Yeah, we all chipped in. So everybody pays for everybody.
Okay.
So they were kind of like,
that's a bad look.
For whatever reason, they thought that Catalina should be in first. If anybody, I was just like, this is so annoying. Like, this is so Midwest.
Yeah.
You're being very judgmental of these
I'm
women
being
from
very,
the Midwest.
Like, coastal today. Mm. But I'm just pissed. I'm like, I'm jet lagged as fuck.
Right. No, so that makes sense.
I basically, we arrive and everyone's like, this doesn't look like Greece. Mm. They're like, this doesn't feel
this doesn't
like
it. Look like Greece or where?
Well, were
you in Greece?
Well, this is the thing.
Yeah, please tell us the thing. Because I'm having a hard time following the story without hearing the thing.
So this is the thing.
Yeah, okay. Get to the thing.
We get into a bus.
Yeah.
Or basically it's like a semi-truck and we squeeze into the front.
I was going to say you get into a bus. Sounds like you're being loaded into a compartment or
and
something.
And we drive for like 4 or 5 hours. And everyone's like, where are we going? Like, what's going on? Like, this doesn't look like Greece. And then we get there and I'm like, surprise. Like, this, we're in Albania.
Okay. Albania.
Albania.
And had you ever been to Albania before?
Well, so this is the thing.
I'm finding
so
that
there's
this
another
is,
thing.
I'm finding that this is the thing is a very important phrase on this podcast.
How many things do you have?
So this is the thing.
Okay.
My family is Albanian.
Oh.
Okay.
And
okay.
This was, you know, everyone was pissed because they thought it was going to be like an Airbnb, but it's actually my family's farm. My extended family.
Farm.
Yeah. Sokol, Magdalena. And Bosh Kim, they all live there.
Mm. Okay.
It's a beautiful, like, tiny Albanian village. It's just like a traveler's dream, like, come true. We're living on the farm. We're in the middle of the woods.
This doesn't sound like a bachelorette party.
Yeah, you're living on the farm. I mean, bachelorette parties are usually
like
3 days.
Yeah.
You're living on the farm. How long were you guys there?
2 weeks.
That's pretty long.
Weeks.
Well, but that's because there's no cars that come in and out of there. So it's like, how
what happened
we
to this semi that you were in?
But that he comes once every 2 weeks.
Okay.
To do what?
To deliver.
Deliver what?
Goods.
The goods delivery.
What kind of goods?
What do you mean, what kind of goods?
Linens, clothes.
Linens? Every 2 weeks? God, your family's swimming
in
linens.
Yeah, they've got to sock the Forever 21.
Are they shitting all over their bedspreads every night?
Well, so this is the thing. They're on a farm. So, like, obviously, it's like dirty and like they don't exactly, I mean, like they wash things, but like they like to get their linens like linened,
right?
Know?
Right.
So anyway, everyone is furious at
now
me.
You're now do you think they shouldn't be furious?
Yeah, I'm like, this is like once in a lifetime opportunity. opportunity. Like, how lucky for you that you get to be here.
Were there any kind of bachelorette games or activities going on?
Yes. I did organize some bachelorette games because, like, Catalina at first was, I think, a little, like, shook about the whole thing. She was
I can only imagine. How long did she think she was going to be gone for?
Yeah, did everyone take 2 weeks off of work?
We were thinking it was going to be, like, 3 or 4 days.
Okay.
But obviously it was international, so that would have been pretty quick.
Right.
So I was just, like, doing what everyone would do. I made the trip longer. I changed the tickets.
You surprised everyone. But
everyone came to the airport. You'd booked the tickets. They thought they were going to Vegas for 3 days. Suddenly they're in Albania when they get off the plane.
On a fucking truck going to the middle of nowhere.
Like, on the front half of a truck that the back half is filled with linens.
Right, yes.
Okay.
Which was, like, so comfortable, if you think about it. Like, we're all in the back and the front and just, like, surrounded by, like, comfy linens.
Surrounded by, but are they touching you?
Yeah.
Because that would be the comfortable part, like being able to lie on the linens.
They're not physically touching us, but they're, like, nearby.
That's not comfortable.
It's just so...
You're sitting on the bottom of a cold truck.
I do have to say, though, having nice linen, like,
nearby
curtains and stuff, I do feel a sense of calm.
Yeah, you know? It's just, like, the aesthetic. I mean, obviously it was behind us, but it was still, like, the aesthetic.
Yeah.
So, I kind of feel like you've taken these people on what I would call a pretty crazy bachelorette party.
Thank you.
I mean, like, in a weird, like, in a way where I would be questioning it as well. You know, I'm not sure that.
Okay, well.
What were the activities that you had planned?
Okay, so this is the thing. We obviously had to work at the farm. Like, that was.
You had to work because your family needed some extra hands?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, if we're going to feed, like, there was six of us.
Right,
so
right.
I was like, once we
milk. Only six. That's a small bachelorette party,
I have to say. Some people backed out once we got to Albania.
Okay.
Like, some people just turned right, like,
got right back on a plane.
Did the old Homer Simpson just, like, full 180 right back onto the plane?
Yes. But in this case, I was like, I did have the bachelorette games planned.
Oh,
so we did this really fun one where her husband, his name is Crunch.
Mm. Crunch. And what's her name? I'm sorry.
Catalina.
Catalina and Crunch. Oh, okay. Catalina
That's
Crunch.
That's a pretty beautiful hashtag for
a beautiful cereal.
Catalina Crunch.
Was she going to change her name to Catalina Crunch or? I guess that's his first name. I'm sorry.
I think so. Yeah. Like, their last name could be Crunch. I mean, I don't remember. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It sounds like you
were saying last name. I don't know him very well.
Oh, okay. But he was there, you were saying?
No, we had him film himself answering these questions. This is a really fun game that they play on Bachelorettes.
Oh, okay.
So you ask the groom the same questions that you ask the bride, and you basically compare answers.
This is like the newlywed game, but you're not married yet.
Exactly.
Okay.
So I put together the questions, and I guess they weren't what everybody thought they were going to be.
Okay. What were some of the questions?
Well,
I
guess they were expecting the questions to be like, what is the bride's, like, shoe size?
Right.
And mine were kind of like, who do you think, like, the other ones cheated on you?
Oh, that's dark.
I guess that's maybe like a fun joke one to throw at the end.
Yeah.
That's pretty dark for the first question.
Is that where it started, though?
That was like number three. I think the first question was like, I think they were expecting, you know, like, I don't know. Like, what's her favorite color? And mine was like, which one of you guys do you think has the most diseases?
The most diseases.
Why do you feel the need to do opposite of what everyone
what
was
were you
thinking?
Counting as diseases is what I want to know. Are we talking about like heart like, disease?
Like that are going to like show themselves in a few years. You know what I mean?
In a few years. Okay.
You know, like,
so
if
no
you're married for a long time.
No sexually transmitted diseases.
I mean, I would guess Catalina has multiple STDs.
You think so?
Okay. So this is definitely almost an unanswerable question. Like, you have to know that there are underlying diseases that are going to show themselves in years.
But it's just like a fun question.
And how, when you did this interview with Crunch, how did he take it? Because I was he doing it under duress?
He was not pleased. He was sort of like, I don't get these questions. I don't understand. Because one of them was like, how many more years do you think your dog's going to be alive?
Oh, Jesus. So did he at some point refuse to do it, or did you have to force him to?
Yeah, they only got through three questions because he was like, I can't do this anymore. And I was like, all right, well, fail, I guess.
So wait, you still went through with it and played the tape.
Yeah.
And after the third question, he walked out and said, I'm not doing this anymore.
Yeah, and it was dead air.
Right. Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that was one of the things you planned.
Yeah, and then I planned like a scavenger hunt.
Oh, okay.
Which is
that's good. I feel like that's a normal activity. Yeah. You know, you hide
where,
some stuff
were
around.
You going throughout town or were you just
yeah,
on
so
the farm?
Yeah, so it's just the farm. Like right. literally like there's maybe one other house nearby.
Oh, really? And so whose house is that?
Dashkin.
Dashkin? How do you get
Dashkin.
There?
How did he get there?
How do you get there from your place?
Oh, it's like 300 yards.
Oh, so like three football fields away?
Yeah. Hmm. So I was like, why don't we trudge over?
Trudge. Oh, that, see, if anyone comes up to me and says like, hey, do you want to go on a trudge? It, like already I'm out at that point. I mean.
Yeah. But well, so I think they were expecting like the scavenger hunt to be like, find another like bachelorette party.
Yeah. Or, like, a garter belt.
Yeah.
From someone.
Get a condom from someone.
Right.
And
yeah.
I just did it more creatively. I was like, find like pigs fucking or like.
Find pigs actually fucking?
Well, we're on a farm. It wouldn't be that hard.
Do they do that a lot? I mean, I have no idea.
They fuck a lot.
Oh, really?
Rolling around the pig pen.
I guess that's good if you're like on a farm, you want more pigs, right? Although at a certain point. If it's happening that often, I mean, is that too many pigs or?
I think it's every amount of pig is the right amount of pig.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Do you know what their dicks look like?
From what I understand, it looks like their tails, right?
Yeah, it's
like
look all really tight corkscrew.
Why is that?
I don't know.
Yeah, and who's to say, Scott? And,
you know, because like, it, does that fit a vagina or does it just like, you know what I mean? Like, is that the soft version of the? Does and then suddenly it's like it gets hard. It goes like uncurls. It goes boy.
Oh, yeah. That's a good question. I think when it goes in, it goes straight.
So they don't have to screw their entire bodies around a woman.
But pig. You know what happens?
A sow.
After they come, they just kind of go around and around like their whole body and they.
Really? So yeah, their whole body goes.
Starts twisting.
Do a twist out.
Yeah.
Like they're a toilet in Australia.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
Yeah, them toilets are crazy.
Have you ever been down below the equator?
Yeah, I have, Scott.
Really?
I have, of course. And there's a lot of crazy plumbing companies down there.
Is that tough to get acclimated? Oh, yeah. We don't have time to talk about these plumbing.
You don't have time to get into that, but.
You sound Australian.
Dionanda.
Yeah, that's we have really an Australian good. Guest on the show sometimes.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
I travel, so I can do all the accents.
Oh, really? Every single accent?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Name one.
Nothing offensive, though.
Okay.
Okay, oh boy. I guess I'm out then.
All right, why don't you do an Albanian accent?
Please. Can you help me milk the goats?
Okay, that's not bad. I mean, that's not bad. Is that how your family sounds there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you have any strippers? I mean,
that's a huge one.
Yeah,
you know?
So this was fun. So Cole, obviously my cousin, he did.
Obviously your cousin.
He did strip for us. That was one fun night.
And how, does he have a good body?
No.
Oh.
He has a farmer, like farmer bod.
What does that mean?
Like older man farmer bod.
That's what you should have led with. Because when I think farmer bod.
I'm like, he could be real.
Exactly. Like, yeah. No, like a man who's worked like into his 70s. Mm.
Oh, okay. But how old
on
is
a
he?
Farm. He's 51.
So he has the body of a 70-year-old.
Yeah. Like really run hard.
Okay.
Body.
Yeah. And how was it received by, were people, I mean, at this point, I would be just like.
So Cole was basically just changing in his room and I kind of had everyone gather by the window and look in.
Oh, okay. So you, yeah.
Like a striptease.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah.
So, at this point, I would imagine everyone would be like, can we go home?
Yeah, for sure. For sure. So this is the thing. There was no way home.
Right.
No service.
Right.
No internet. Like we're stuck.
And no motor cars.
I'm like trying to.
Not a single luxury.
No, it's raw.
Right.
There.
Yeah.
And that's the point. Like that's what travelers do. Mm. Like part of being cultured and like understanding.
Where have you traveled to? It sounds like you've only been to Albania.
Yeah, I've been to Albania and I've been also to, I drove into Mexico one day.
One day from?
I'm Los Angeles.
How'd you get there? 405?
405. But,
So you've gone back and forth from Albania to Burbank?
Mm-hmm.
Why did you come to LA?
What do you mean?
Why don't you just live in Albania?
Yeah, just go live in Albania.
No, because I need to tell everybody about my travels. Like, what's the point of, like, living on a farm just to tell the people that you're with, like, I lived on a farm? Like, the whole point of travel is to brag.
Right.
I don't think that this is, like... Like, when I went to Mexico for that one day, like, I came back, I was like, oh, my God, the Al Pastor. You guys would lose your fucking minds.
So you had lunch... You had Al Pastor for lunch and then you drove right back?
Yeah.
How close was this lunch place to the border?
Oh, 20 minutes.
Okay.
I was like, fuck. Like, if you guys had the Coke down there, not cocaine, regular Coca-Cola. Uh-huh.
Right, yeah, Coca-Cola.
You can get those here, you know.
What?
You can get those almost anywhere.
Yeah, Mexican Cokes. You can get them out here. Yeah.
Oh. Well, anyway, I was like, oh, the Coke is so much better. Like, the sugar. Yeah.
Interesting. So are you still friends with, what was her name? Sparkle?
Catalina.
Catalina, yeah. I mean,
Sparkle.
This had to have put some sort of a dark cloud on the relationship.
Yeah, why are you feeling victimized by
I'm like, oh, such a mess. Like, we got back, and obviously everyone's pissed at the Burbank airport. They're, like, furious, losing their minds.
Wow, at the Burbank, everyone is so chill there. Yeah. That, I mean, to get
it
them
really
riled up.
It really caused a scene.
Wow.
And she was like, I don't want you at my wedding.
No.
I don't want you. And I'm like, are you kidding? This is so Midwest. Like, you're being so Midwest.
Oh, man. That's got to sting for Catalina.
Well, it's just like all those girls are like so obsessed. Like, I think I'm just a guy's girl at heart. Like, really.
Sounds like you're not a girl's girl. I'll tell you
like,
that much.
I think right now.
I don't know that you're a guy's girl.
Like, it proves like the vibe I'm getting from you guys right now. Like, I'm definitely a guy's girl.
I don't think so. I mean, I'm not giving you any kind of vibe.
I just feel comfortable around you guys. Like, I don't feel like you're judging me.
I wouldn't.
I feel like you totally are on board with everything I said. And you support me 100%.
Yeah. Cringe city, but I mean,
yeah, I don't know.
I don't know why you're crying. I feel like you victimized all your friends. You took them to a place they didn't want to go, and you freaked them out by telling them they couldn't get home. I mean,
so are you still going to the wedding though, even though she doesn't want you to go?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
When is it?
Next week. I'm gonna.
Where's the actual wedding?
It's in a little town called. The Gardens.
The Gardens?
The Gardens.
Bush Gardens.
Bush Gardens. Bush Gardens?
Oh, shit. Well, that's where my brother, of course, had his terrible face accident.
She's getting married in Bush Gardens?
Yeah, it's so Midwest.
They do weddings there.
Interesting.
They do, yeah.
Oh, cool. Well, I'm so sorry that this happened to them, mainly. I'm not sorry. I mean, you're the cause of it all. You're the root cause of
everything.
I mean,
I really, that's unfortunate you're saying, you're framing it that way, because.
Okay.
Well, it's just like, if I plan something for you,
yeah,
I would like,
please don't, by the way. Yeah, I can only imagine, like, I'm going to show up to the airport. Suddenly, I'm going to have a 70-year-old farmer's body after 2 weeks, like, baling hay and unscrewing the pig dicks from all the sows out there.
Right. Well, yeah, but that's what's so fun.
Is this like a scam that you do with your parents where it's like they need people to work on these farms?
They
so you
do have
you befriend
resources there. Okay.
Well, they got a ton of linens, of
You
course.
Befriend naive women, pretend to be their friend, and then,
lure them into
Albania. Is that what this is?
I mean, I've done this before, if that's what the question is. Like, yeah, I think...
Like, if this were a scam, it would be called the Albanian farmer, right? You know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I really get a lot of business from my nighttime coaching, and I kind of bring...
I'm starting to think that might be a scam, too. How much of your nighttime coaching involves buying tickets to another country, going to the airport,
flying there? It's a good question, because I do have everyone's credit card information.
People trust you.
Yeah, they do. I mean, I think it's like a really vulnerable thing when, like, you're in someone's bed with them before bed, you know?
You get into the beds with... Okay, we don't have time to talk about this.
Equally as interesting.
This is, I mean, like, come back and we'll talk about this.
More interesting? No.
We got to talk night coaching.
Yeah, unfortunately, we do have to take a break. All right, look, can you stick around, Lena?
Yes.
All right.
And now, how do you feel about me sticking around?
Frankie, I'm going to give you one more chance.
Okay, I came back around.
Say I'm stupid again.
No, well, you know, don't ask stupid questions.
Look, when we come back, we have an author, perhaps the only real guest to be on the show. I don't know why
he's
in C block.
I don't know what that means.
Look, we're going to be right back. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not?
At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this was actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable, but the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back here. We have, of course, Frankie Flush is here.
That's
and
right.
He's on thin ice here.
My name's Frankie Flush and I'm on thin ice.
Thin ice. We also have Lena Donham is here from Albania.
And Burbank.
And Burbank, yeah, by way of Burbank. And we need to get to our next guest. He's an author. Very exciting. Would love to talk to authors on this show. Please welcome to the show for the first time, Jack Lusty.
Yes. Hello. Thank
yes.
you. Yes. Wow. Scott, thank you for having me on your show.
It is my pleasure. Always wonderful to have someone who, I just think it's the hardest thing to do to write a book.
So true.
Is that what you wrote a book?
Yes. So true. I published... self-published a new piece.
Self-published.
And it really touched on me.
A new piece? Sorry, I'm catching up. I'm on a two-second delay with everything you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
You self-published a new piece.
Yes, so like a new book.
A book. Oh, okay,
yes,
thank
it's
you.
A book. Yes, okay, it's definitely okay, a book. Okay. Yes.
So author's talk.
Because you were touching, you have a book next to you, and you were, you were touching it, and then suddenly you said, I self-published a new piece, and I was like,
"Yes,
is he just touching the book to fool me into thinking
that? Or is this one of those books with a gun cut out on the inside, you're going to pull it out and say, this is my piece, motherfucker, get on the ground.
If people could see the book, they could see how thin it was, so that would be a very small, that would be a very small gun, a tiny gun. Okay. I just want to thank you, Scott, for letting me have, having me on your platform, one of the biggest podcasts in the game, I've been told, and I'm really hoping that your fans will go out and purchase my new book, Yes, I Finished, by me, Jack Lusty.
Yes, I finished. Oh, then there it is. You're
there
holding it up right now.
Yes, I finished.
And you self-published, and you've drawn on the cover
this is the prototype.
With a marker.
Yes, this is a prototype, yes.
Prototype.
Yes, yes.
But you said you self-published it.
Yes,
so.
I did. Oh, okay. So online... if you want to get the online book, that's easily gettable. Now, if you want to get the actual physical book.
The physical copy.
Yes, this is the prototype of them. And if you want to get those, then obviously I make them by hand for each person who asks for one.
So, and does it differ from the prototype, or is it just exactly this?
I think simplicity is the best form of getting the actual message across. You don't want to like trip people up with like, look at all the... sparks and,
the bleeps, the bloops, the sparks.
You know, you want to be like, oh, okay, I don't care about the cover. Write to the words.
Great. All right. Well, let's talk about those words because what is this book? Well, is this what is your whole thing as an author? What's your point of view?
Well, what I'm dabbling in right now because I could tell you when I was in
You're
an
dabbling
airport.
In.
Yes. When I was at
you
an airport.
You are very evasive about what's happening.
He doesn't
right
want to get into it.
I'm not evasive at all. I'll tell you right now. When I was in an airport, I was...
Ooh, Burbank?
Burbank?
No, this was in Portland.
In Portland, really?
Yes. I was in Portland. I was at a Portland
PDX.
Airport.
Sounds like a nice country.
Yes. It is a state.
Portland, Maine, or... It's not a state.
You sure?
Felt
like
sure
a state. Everybody was walking around like they were the state.
Oh, okay.
No.
Well, Oregon is the state, or Maine.
All right, well, we don't have a fact checker here.
Two cities we're traveling to on the Comedy Bang Bang Tour this August.
Oh, be there. Show up. Purchase my book. Maybe I'll be there to sign it.
Oh,
I don't think that you're going to be at the merch table.
You never know.
I really don't think.
If this thing comes flying off the shelf beforehand, you might want to bring me out.
But what is it about?
What is the book?
Well, in Portland, I was in an airport. It was a layover, and I picked up one of the books from the store, and it happened to be an erotic novel.
You picked it up because it was an erotic novel?
I picked it up not knowing what it was. I just saw a shirtless guy. I just saw a shirtless guy on the cover, and I thought, this could be a hero.
Oh, look at this Adonis.
Yes. Yeah. I was like, oh, Conan has his shirt off all the time.
Sure. Thor.
Yeah.
In every Marvel movie, like, even Paul Rudd had to take his shirt off.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So this could be one of those.
This could be one of those. So when I picked it up, I started reading. I finally understood that, oh, I think this is a romantic novel, but it doesn't ring true to what I know romance is.
Oh, okay. So you wanted to write your own kind of brand of romantic romance novel?
I wanted to write a reality type erotic novel that really speaks to the people to really kind of say, like, this is what it's like.
Yes.
This is what it's like in the throes of passion. This is what it's like in those moments of love and lust.
Oh, okay. You know? So love and lust. Yeah. All right.
So if you don't mind, I would love to read an excerpt.
So yes, please. Going to come on the podcast and read a bunch of stuff. That's pretty
crazy. Hey, look, Mike Birbiglia did it.
Okay, I mean, it just seems a little lazy. Come in here, just read a bunch of stuff. It's like, all right.
Put your phone down, by the way. You've been typing up a new list or something the entire time you've been here.
I don't know what you're talking about.
All right, just going to pick a random page.
Okay.
Here we go.
And you can tell he's doing it because we can hear you actually doing it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, this is a good one. Our bodies begin to tangle. We kiss. We do more than kiss. Pulsating, I begin to enter. Her face screams of passion. I have to try to match. Even if only on the outside. Inside, I'm thinking, what a bad decision it was to take that late lunch. Even now, in the throes of passion, I can feel the salami creeping up on me. It's slowly taking me down.
Salami.
No matter how hard I try to push through, I know I don't have much longer in me. One, two, three more pumps is all I can muster before I abruptly get up to run to the bathroom.
Oh, no.
It seems this time it wasn't the premature ejaculation that ailed me. Twas the bubble guts.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
Okay.
I guess that's pretty real.
I guess I relate to that once, maybe. Like, maybe it's happened to me
once.
More than like, oh, I saw them in their eyes and their shirts just came off from our looks. You know, like, nobody, that doesn't happen in real life.
I'm pretty sure that what you just said, like, that's literally what marriage is. Like, every time you get married, like, every night is like that.
Every time you get married?
How many times have you been married?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
You just sound like our guest from last week. Me?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Multiple.
No. Oh, okay.
Multiple marriages.
Yeah, because I'm
they always end in Albania with them working on a farm?
Yeah.
Wow. I thought there was some very sexual romantic parts in there, but I get a little distracted when you start talking about shit, especially as a plumber. I mean,
this is very triggering for, Frankie Flush.
Yeah,
he's going to disassociate. Like, your tongue came out and was flopping to the side for a second. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, that's not the only experiences that I write about in the book.
I mean, that was only like maybe even half a page.
I mean, yes.
And this looks to be at least, 500 pages.
I have had many sexual experiences.
Oh.
These are a lot of my own personal experiences that I took and wrote into a book.
Oh, wow. So vulnerable.
Congratulations having all these sexual experiences.
Well, you know, I do it for the people.
What, sex?
Yes. Yes.
to make them?
Yes. Or? Basically, when I decided to get this book, I went on a rampage on Hinge.
Oh, I see.
A Hinge rampage.
So wait, you've been on dating apps to have sex with women to write about that for your book. Interesting.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And everybody who's out there that's wondering, they all knew what the process was. I was very much.
Oh, you were upfront with them.
I was very upfront with them about what this was.
But I feel like everyone on Hinge in LA is like trying to do a career thing anyway. Like, they're they're fucking you to like have a career.
I wouldn't know, but yeah. What is Hinge?
Hinge is a
Hinge.
Dating app.
It's like Tinder.
What? Oh, is
but
it?
But you know more.
Interesting. Thank you. Wow, this is a whole new world to me.
Mutual friends. You can see people's mutual friends.
Oh, weird. Okay. Yeah, I have no idea what this is. Anyway,
it is a dating app, and trust me. It is one that...
You can date on apps these days? Crazy. Okay, anyway, go ahead.
Yes, yes. So, you know... I think right now would be a good time to read another excerpt, just so
oh,
I can get.
Sure.
Just so I can get.
Yeah, you want to lure Frankie back?
Because I was a little, I was a little triggered. I want something where I'm not necessarily thinking about work. You know? Yeah,
okay, let me get one. Oh, okay, this will be a good one.
Here
okay,
are those pages.
A, a lot of pages in there.
One thrust, two thrust, three thrust, four thrust.
A lot of counting.
Five thrust. Oh no, this can't be happening. I confidently told her this was going to be an all-night affair. I stopped. She asked me, am I all right? I say, yes. I just haven't finished Russian Doll yet. And I would love to right now before it's taken off Netflix tomorrow. It's the first, after all. She says, I think it's a Netflix show, so it's always going to be there. I'm already in the living room acting as if I didn't hear her. I sit down, TV volume on 50. She cuddles up beside me as we watch the whole season. What do you know? Looks like it was an all-night affair after all.
Now, so that's not too loud. The volume on 50, I usually turn it up to like 77.
Yeah, sometimes that's it far away from
Well, you know, if you have a whole setup that's going on, like when it's not just the TV itself, it's like, right. Oh, you got the whole speakers and the
yeah,
the,
that's what,
the
yeah.
bass thing and all that subwoofer.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, 50 could be pretty loud.
Okay.
Well, and I have a very small studio, so
oh, okay,
when it
yeah.
echoes
I
in
see,
the room,
I
it's
see.
Very...
Got it.
It's a
got
very.
It. I mean, that's not the only thing I'm taking umbrage with. That was just the first thing that jumped out at me. Mm-hmm. I mean, more than that, I would say. I mean, I guess that's true to you. I guess.
I mean, I think that could be true to anybody.
I don't think Russian Doll has ever been taken off Netflix.
They just put it back okay. on.
All right, well,
as well.
Well,
I would say they could take season two off, and I would be fine with it.
Interesting.
Now, can I ask you, is there a story in this novel or is it just sort of a collection of essays?
It's
Is there a connective tissue between these romantic...
I see what you're saying. Yeah. And not so much a connective tissue as more so like a little bit of me talking about my experiences before then I get into a specific experience. You know,
so connective tissue.
Yeah, so I wouldn't say oh, this is the journey of, I don't know, like a romantic novel.
Do you just
like,
drop us in like cold open, just like you're having sex?
Right into it. Every right excerpt is a chapter in itself.
Every excerpt is a chapter?
Yes.
Wow, okay.
How many chapters you got in there?
422.
Damn, yeah. That was a crazy hinge.
420, spread. And how many pumps? What is it, about six pumps per...
No.
Experience.
Sometimes every experience is different. Sometimes it could be a small amount of pumps. Sometimes it could be a surprisingly large amount of pumps.
Like
and sometimes
six?
It could be a normal amount of pumps.
Okay.
Well, what would you think is a normal amount of pumps, Scott?
I tried to get into double digits.
So like 10 or 11 is good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know, I mean, if I can make it there.
Okay. And that's
I can make it anywhere.
Okay. And that's a good start, you know, so.
Oh, good start for you. Oh, mean, okay. This is a lot like killing one lawyer.
Yeah. So to me, and I should also be on like all those are not 400 plus different women.
Right.
You know, oh, okay.
So you with did. The same one.
Well, yeah, so how many went back for more.
Yes, of course.
Even after that.
Yes,
how many women is this with?
I would say about 130. So, you know, 130.
So you're having sex with women about four times before you break it off?
I mean, I wouldn't say I'm having sex with them four times. I would say we're having sex with each other.
Oh, okay. You know, that's a good way to look at it.
I'm pretty sure they
yeah.
could write their own kind of, you know, answer back excerpts towards mine to be like what they were also going through at the time if they wanted to.
Huh. I think you should probably read three or four more.
Okay.
Just because I'm starting to get a hang of this thing. And
What else do you have?
Maybe like three, maybe four, maybe five. I don't know.
Or one.
Well, I like the amount that you count in these, so I'm interested to see.
Yeah, I want
to
hear how many
well,
pumps you actually
you read,
get up to.
Then the more he can read.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, so here's a good one.
We'll just go read for read on this.
Okay. This has been a whirlwind, but now here I am, me and the cashier from Rouse. She throws me on the bed. She's
Damn.
Very strong.
Damn.
Not to be outdone, I rip my own shirt off. I'm still the boss. She begins to take my pants off. I start to giggle and say, stop. Could it be me of all people believe this is moving too fast? I ask her something about herself. I could tell she isn't interested by her. I could tell she is uninterested by her answer. I soften at the realization that once again, I am just another plaything for a woman's enjoyment. I ask her what she likes about me. She says, I don't know your olive skin. I'm black.
I was going to say, I was a little confused by that part. Yeah. That was a really interesting one.
Yeah.
Yes. That was right. You didn't even get to pumps.
Yeah, I was surprised softened there was before. No pumps. Yeah.
Yes, I think that was one of the kind of early experiences, because a lot of these are my Hinge experiences, and a lot of these could be just even before Hinge. And I think that was one of my earlier experiences where me and this cashier from Ralph's got together, and it was just moving too fast for me. And I realized that I was somebody who needed a little bit more of a connection.
Okay. Well, she didn't even know you were black. So it was,
that's fun.
Because I don't think she was paying attention to me at all. I could have just been anybody in the room. She just wanted to get off, you know, probably from her Ralph's, having a tough day at Ralph's or something, and just needed somebody to unleash the pressure from her or something, and I was just that thing.
Yeah.
So you never completed the pumps.
I never got to the pumps. I think. Wow. I think I got a little self-conscious.
How many? I mean, the book is called Yes, I Finished.
How many times did you actually finish?
Did you actually have an orgasm? All three excerpts at this point have ended without you.
I mean, I guess
anything.
Maybe that's the through line, is you keep reading and you're like, well, it says he finished. So one of these, he's got to have finished.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, I would say sometimes sex isn't about finishing. A lot of times, actually, maybe.
I mean, it usually is, though. Okay. I mean, it's usually done when, you know, everyone...
Okay, well...
Like edging.
Okay, well, everybody in the room, you know...
Pardon me?
Edging.
Lena?
You sat up really tall for that one. Is that something you do with night coaching?
I've seen people edge, for sure.
What are you doing to the mic
right now? Very Midwest.
Okay. I mean.
Well, you know, we talk about finishing a lot. Well, every male.
You named your book. Yes, I finished.
Yes, yes.
We're not talking about finishing a lot.
We talk about finishing a lot. Everybody's in here seems to be talking about finishing a lot.
Yeah.
And I would definitely say that I have finished within these experts at least 70% of the time.
Is the yes, I finished about the sex or about like, yes, I finished the book? Like, I finished writing the
That's
book.
That's what I thought it might have been.
I think of it as a double entendre.
Okay.
Yeah. Did you finish the book and then you said, oh, I have a great title for this?
I think the title came first.
Oh.
So you're like, I'm going to write a book. I'm going to call it Yes, I Finished.
Yes.
And I'll figure out what that
and
means.
And then, yeah, exactly. And then I sat on it for a little while. Hmm. Then.
What do you mean you sat on it for a little
while? I sat on the title for a little while. This is before I even wrote the book. I didn't even know I had the idea to write an erotic novel.
Was this even before you picked up the book in the airport?
Yes, this is before then.
Wow.
So I already had it in my mind that I wanted to write a book.
And then you thought of the title first. Yes, I finished. Yes. What did you think the book was going to be about?
I had no idea.
You just liked those words.
I did. It was something that just felt so uplifting to me when I said it. And I was like, I got to write a book. That mirrors that.
Yeah, yeah. So then when you read this sex novel in the airport, you were saying?
Mm-hmm.
In Portland?
Yes. Yes.
It's weird when you see someone reading like a sex book in an airport.
Well, it would be weird, especially if they thought that it was a sex book when they picked it up. But if you think you're about to read like swashbuckling or something.
I mean, it's like different. When you used to go into a bookstore in the airport and they would have like Penthouse magazine. Mm-hmm. And then I saw someone buy one and like read it on a plane once. It's just like, you know.
I like when people are watching like full on like sex, movies with like graphic sex scenes like on the plane.
Like it's one thing if like you're watching something and it's like, oh shit, I had no idea.
Oh, like Monsters Ball, you're seeing Halle Berry. Yeah.
But I think I would like, I would watch it obviously, but I think like fast forwarding makes sense for like men on a.
Yeah, do the skip 10 seconds button like a few times.
Oh, for men, but not for women?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But wait, aren't men looking at it over your shoulder and getting horny?
No.
Seems like the men should be watching
it. I only
it.
Sit near women on flights.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
How are you able to figure that out?
I basically get into like first class and I'm like, okay, so this isn't going to work. And then I like move everyone around.
Okay, interesting. God, you sound like a nightmare to travel with. Well, Jack... I'm glad that you achieve orgasm 70% of the time, you say? That's not a good... Those aren't good numbers, by the way.
It's definitely a good number.
Not bad.
I feel like it's less.
Okay.
For a man, it's not good.
I think you're going to... I'm going to read one more.
Okay.
Oh, thank God.
And I think you're going to be pleasantly surprised
by the ending?
How this excerpt goes.
Okay.
Maybe there's a fun narrative twist or ties all of them together.
All right, this is an excerpt from Yes, I Finished by Jack Lusty, self-published... Prototype.
Do you want something to drink, I ask? She asked if I have coffee. I say I do, and I'll make some right away. She says she likes her coffee black with cream. As I walk back to the kitchen, I think to myself, why did she say cream like that? Like she emphasized it and then winked. Maybe it's nothing. I hear her call out after a couple minutes. Remember cream. Heavy cream. Okay, I say. I hate when people micromanage me. I'm not going to forget your cream. I mean, you just told me. Afraid to overpour the cream, I bring in the coffee, first with the intent just to let her pour the amount she wants. I wanted to give you the option to pour your own cream. I look up and I see her as she now sits naked on my nicest ottoman. That's cool. That's cool, she says. I intended to get it the more organic way. Then it hit me. Is she going to make me burn my penis in hot coffee?
And that's the end of the excerpt?
You closed it with such authority. Like
obviously, that's the end of the story.
Some sort of mic drop moment. That's barely sexual. I feel like this book is more about the sort of unhinged. This is what you should have called it. The unhinged adventures.
Yeah, because you're unhinged.
You're unhinged of the neurotic, lusty man.
Who doesn't understand sex. And doesn't understand when someone's naked.
This is the problem why I had to write this book in the erotic novel space. Because people like you don't really understand what this is.
I relate.
You haven't seen it before.
I relate more to the book that you were talking about before, where they were like looking at each other with lusty passion than bone.
Exactly.
You know?
That you want to live in the fantasy world.
It's not a fantasy world. I mean, I've done it a few times.
I don't think so. No.
I guess
way.
I relate to the Russian doll one.
See? Exactly. You see what
the
I'm
rest
saying?
Of them I can't really
it's
follow.
Like when you watch a movie and you're like, oh, this is how it is, and then you get in real life and you're like, oh, interactions don't happen like that at all. That's right. What my book is. It's just open your eyes. Okay. You're used to the erotic
she,
stuff.
She wanted you to come on her.
Yeah, she just wanted for she wanted you to sort of come on.
Now you're disassociating.
No, it's <that's> right.
You're tongue flopped.
Watching you
out.
Say that made me go.
She,
I guess that's
look, I hate to, it's not that kind of show, and I hate to be indelicate, but she wanted you to either masturbate yourself and spray the I don't know, jism. How do you want me to say this? Onto her facial parts.
Oh my God.
And I mean, body.
Empty your plumbing on her.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, that's okay. How I would well, yeah.
I'm going to honestly say if at any point in the time that she wanted me to orgasm, let's say, I would say that it would be in the coffee and nowhere else.
That's just weird.
I don't know.
Hey, I don't judge anybody's kinks. So when I got on hand, people who wanted stuff.
True.
I think like simple communication is so important, and just making sure like everyone's on the same page and just communicating what you want and what you think. Like ask questions, you know?
Mm, I did. I ask a lot of questions to myself in the novel.
No, of them. You should be talking to them. I mean, yes, you know, the third person didn't even know you were black. So, yes, I mean, maybe that's something you could communicate at the beginning of a date, you know, like make sure you get that out in the
okay,
open.
Okay, well, I would feel like I would hope that they would know.
Yeah.
You know? But, I mean, you know.
I mean, honestly, I paraded around a lot.
In what way?
I wear it on my sleeve a lot. I always kind of just bring it up in the conversation. You know, sometimes as a bragging way, but also sometimes I just be like, just so everybody knows, I'm black. Mm-hmm. Sometimes when I enter, like, when I was trying to get the book published and I would get meetings and stuff, before I would enter the meeting room, I would yell out, just so you know, Jack Lusty, who I am a black man, and I am walking just into the room.
So people aren't surprised.
Yeah,
I understand.
Should
that.
I do that too? Should I? Because my company is called the Flush Brothers. Should I be like, I'm the Flush Brothers, but you know what I mean, brothers, right?
Maybe.
Should I do that? Because my brother's not around anymore.
I think it's a good thing to do. I think it's polite to do, you know what I mean?
Just so there's like, no just confusion. So you know, I'm a brother, and I'm going to be in your house, so don't fucking try no bullshit with me.
Yeah.
I mean, well, then, and that makes a question, because yes, you should, you know, I think you should do that, obviously. But if your brother then got facial construction of like Roger Moore, is he no longer black?
No, he did the Sammy Sosa treatments where he lightened his skin. And I got to say, sometimes he looks like the ghost of Roger Moore. But
is he good at baseball too now?
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's got like a .290 average.
Well, I mean,
he gets
on
base pretty much. He's got a high on base percentage, which really is what counts these days in the
Moneyball
era.
Can he get home though? Does he take him home?
It depends on where he is in the order. Sometimes he's like he's in a sort of dead zone in the order, but he really gets rallies going. I must say.
Okay.
I mean, is this like in a plumbing league of some kind?
Yeah. Look, plumbing league.
Thank you for delineating. This isn't the major.
Majors.
No, no, no. The Plumbing League. We have had to shut it down recently because a lot of violence has been happening out there.
Oh,
the
yeah.
I can believe that. He ended with a 290 average, of course.
Well, Jack Lusty, congrats on the book. I don't know so that it speaks to me necessarily.
Okay, well, you know, I mean, like I said, it's 425 pages, so
yeah.
I'm pretty sure you could at least see 300 stories in there that you yourself personally can relate to. Mm. And everybody in your audience, I think that you could also relate to a lot of these stories.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you didn't read 421 of them, and I related to zero so far. So.
Okay. Well, maybe we could give this one the CBB pump, right?
Yeah. That's a play on the CBB bump, right, of course, but it's for pumps. For
one
you.
Pump, two pumps. Let's sell some books for my man, Lusty.
Yeah. Where can people get this?
You can get this online.
Where do you mean by that, though? Well, like anywhere?
My name is Jack Lusty, so keep Googling Jack Lusty.
Just keep Googling it. At some point,
there will be a website. I haven't got it together just yet. Still trying to get a little bit of the funding.
So check
now.
In every couple days.
Yeah, every couple days.
Also, right. Your name, Jack Lusty. I don't know that I want to Google that.
Yeah, just
constantly.
Google Jack Lusty.
A lot of weird shit,
at some point.
Because first of all, Jack. And then, like, I don't know.
It does sound like you need help with your bedtime routine, though, I have to say.
Oh, don't follow this. You don't want to go to Albania.
Maybe I hardly ever sleep.
You
don't want to go to
Albania. Maybe I come over.
No.
Maybe we, tape you up. And we see where the night takes us.
By the way, this is not like the coffee situation.
No,
she does not want you to ejaculate on her.
Sex.
She just wants to take you to Albania.
Well, we don't know that. This could, hey, everybody, could be an expanded edition soon.
Maybe.
Can I just by say, one story?
Scott, you've been telling me about looking at my phone. And recently, I just got the reason I'm looking at my phone is because I got an alert from my credit card that says I've purchased one ticket to Albania, one way.
Oh,
when did you get my credit card
well,
information?
Well, so actually, this is the thing, everybody. We're all going to go on a trip.
okay.
All of us?
Yeah, we're leaving for Burbank soon, so everyone's going to have
you
to
just
get their
got
little...
Barham at this hour? All the studios are getting out.
We're going to Barham.
Crazy.
So
the Warner Brothers, Universal, that kind of traffic?
I packed your bags and everything, so we're good to
what?
Go.
Oh, my. I don't know.
Just going to tape you guys up. Okay. And we're on our way.
All right. Well, look, before we do that, we're running out of time here, guys. We only have time for one final feature on the show. That is, of course, a little something called plugs.
Yep. I'm from the streets. Oh, my God. Hey, stupid little bitch.
Made by Tucci.
Yes, that was Lily's Lament by Tucci.
Wow.
What a beautiful voice.
I feel like that music could go along with any of the stories in your book, Lusty.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's short enough. I mean, you get three pumps in, you dip out.
Hey, I'm always looking for producers to help me with my audiobook. I haven't done it yet, but if I can
maybe need a producer. Just someone just press record.
Well, I don't think
Hit record Joe. He could help you out.
Okay, well, we'll talk after.
All right. all right, guys, what are we plugging? Frankie Flush, obviously.
Yes.
You must have things to plug.
Yeah, well, of course, I did the plumbing for a little television show on Amazon Prime called Fairfax. And, season 2 dropped on Friday, so all the episodes are available on Amazon.
Really?
That's
right. And what is this show about? It's about...
Is about a bunch of hype.
Is it about the mattress stores on Fairfax?
That's absolutely not right.
Okay.
I mean, they might actually go there in an episode. But okay. This show is about all the hype beast little kids that live on Fairfax looking for fresh sneakers and new fashion.
Hmm.
And it's kind of like South Park for TikTokers.
Okay.
Is that a good pitch? I don't know if that's a good pitch.
I'm going to watch it after hearing that, but.
I'm looking at Scott and I'm like, dude, I shouldn't have said that.
It sounds like a bunch of buzzwords that's like, I guess that makes sense.
All those things sound good, but it's got an incredible cast. You've got, of course, the amazing Billy Porter is one of the stars of the show.
From Cinderella.
You got Jabuki Youngwa. You got the whole cast. It's really fun.
Who'd you say second?
Jabuki?
Oh, okay.
I mean, come on. Are you on Twitter?
Barely.
All right. Well, I'll forward you some of his tweets. They're very funny.
No, thank you.
So you check out all the episodes on Amazon Prime.
Amazon Prime, and they're all out right
they're
now.
They're all
they
there. Season 2. That shit is funny as hell.
Very good. All right. Lena Dunham, what would you like to plug here?
So I helped a woman recently with her bedtime routine. gorgeous actress named Lily Sullivan.
Oh, yeah, I know her. Yeah.
She's stunning.
What was her? What was the problem with her bedtime routine? The bed's too big and she felt like she was drowning? But it was only a twin bed?
No, the she's bed very small, was right? Normal sized and she fit right in it. Everything was normal about it. She just needed to be, she needed to get taped up.
Okay. Just totally taped up.
Fully taped.
Yeah, fully taped like the mummy.
Yeah.
Not the Brendan Fraser mummy.
The
original mummy.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, you guys really should follow her online at Lily. And then also I think she's in a show called Killing It on Peacock a little bit.
I thought you were going to start a little bit of Monica in my life.
And then she's also got a great podcast called This Book Changed My Life on CBB Princess.
All right. Sounds very good. All right. Jack Lusty, what would you like to plug? You got anything out there?
I would like to promote my book, Yes, I Finished by Jack Lusty. Like I said, continue to just Google Jack Lusty. And at some point.
How often?
I would say at least once every week.
Once? Oh, okay. That's not bad. So once a week.
Google
yeah.
Jack Lusty Finished.
Yeah. Jack Lusty.
What about Lusty, Jack?
What about Lusty Finished?
I mean, hopefully. Thank you guys for giving me all the buzzwords that I need to be able to put into Google to make sure that it comes to my page.
Yeah.
Also, I want to promote the one guy. I called him in the parking lot of a Ralph's, and he asked. I begged him to buy the book, this book that I actually have right now. He bought it. Mm. I had to borrow it back in order to bring it to the show.
So you sold it to him before he read
the prototype.
You borrowed it back.
Yes, okay. I borrowed the prototype back. But I told him that in exchange, I would promote his stuff.
Oh, okay.
His name is Bones Adrian. He's all that on Twitter. And I think also on Instagram. Hopefully I'm saying that right. He seems like a really charming guy.
Bones and Adrian. Mm-hmm. It's hard to mispronounce
those. Not hard to mispronounce. Yeah.
Right. So hopefully I'm saying that right. I don't know. Yeah. He just wrote it down on a sheet of paper, and I'm just that's what I read it.
I'm reading it right now. Bones and Adrian. Yeah. It's pretty easy to say.
And he seems like a really cool guy. And I think he said that, you know, if you want to see what he's doing or whatever, he usually posts about it. So I think that's what he said. But he's the first person that brought a book. But hey, you listener can be the second.
All right.
Wow. That's a good pitch.
So just Google that out there. I want to plug, first of all, look, head over to cbbworld.com. We got a lot of great stuff. First of all of the full archives of this show, all of the previous live episodes, and ad-free episodes are over there. Plus, so much stuff. The aforementioned CBB Presents. We have some great ones. One coming out this week. We got episodes of Hey Randy and Big Chunky Bubbles just put out an episode of his show. Plus, we have Bananas for Bonanza, and we have Threedom over there, and Scott hasn't seen, I believe we're watching Paris is Burning this week. I also want to talk about the tour. Oh my God, the CBB tour. We are coming to a town near you if you live near these towns. All of August, so many dates, and we've been putting the lineups together, and they're looking really good. So I'm really excited for everyone to see us. We haven't been out there in like 4 years, so we're excited to see everybody. Head over to cbbworld.com/tour and you can buy tickets. And let's close up the old plug bag.
Take one hand, put it up. Take the other, put it down. You're gonna make a box. It's time to start to close it. But don't close it too much or you open up the plug bag.
Oh, oh no.
Oh no.
Take it.
Oh no. Oh no.
Oh no.
Oh no. Oh no. Yes, exactly.
Oh no.
Wow. That was great. That was Frankly Mr. Stanky by Goddammit Russ. Thank you so much to them. All right, guys, I want to thank you so much. Wow. First of all, Frankie Flush.
Yeah.
You were on thin ice, but you never said I was stupid this segment. So.
Well, you actually cleaned it up. You sounded pretty smart when you were talking about books.
Thank you so much.
We're good friends.
Yeah,
huh?
We're good friends now.
Will you help me defend myself against the toilet stoppers? We stop toilets dead.
I don't know about that.
All right. They're the death squad of plumbing, so I do need protection if there's anyone out there that wants to help.
I'm not quite sure about that. Okay. Jack Lusty, want to thank you so much. Mm. Good luck with your book, and good luck finally achieving orgasm.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Hey, what do you think an orgasm feels like?
I think it feels like when somebody punches you in the stomach.
No. I mean,
but like you like it.
Okay.
It's like you punch someone, but you like it.
I guess so.
I guess for some people, maybe.
That's what it feels like to me. I always go, and then I lose my breath.
Yeah. Lena Dunham. Hom? What?
Dunham.
Dunham?
Sounds
Dunham.
Like you're saying Dunharm, and I'm worried that you are harming people with
Dunham.
Yeah,
your
do
scams.
No harm, as they say in the medical profession. But what are we doing?
I'm so excited. Everyone has their pack. And
I guess I haven't even looked down. We're all kind of taped. My arms are taped together.
Taped
my
together.
Legs are taped
Shit,
together.
I didn't realize we're taped together. Right? When did you do this?
So I did it while you guys were talking about orgasms.
Oh God, okay. we were so enjoying ourselves.
your eyes were glazed.
Well, look,
over.
We were doing a podcast. We had to talk
we
about.
We were
them.
In it.
Hey, I don't expect anything less. But I just I'm excited to get to Burbank with you guys, and we're going on a surprise trip.
Are
Who
we
knows
going
where
Alabama.
We're
going
to
go?
So no going idea Alabama. Where we're. Gonna go. It's gonna be amazing. Probably Vegas.
God.
Okay, she's putting tape around my mouth.
Yep.
Oh no!
Right. Yep.
Use your nose.
You guys are gonna thank me later. It helps your skin so much. They're exfoliating.
All right. Well, if I come back and do the show next week, I've made it back from Albania. Hopefully.
Can't wait.
Yeah, can't wait. All right, guys. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
If you have kids or pets, you know stains and odors in your carpet and upholstery are inevitable. But the experts at ChemDry can help. ChemDry removes odors and stubborn stains by sending millions of carbonating bubbles deep within your carpet. ChemDry lifts dirt, urine, and stains to the surface to then be extracted away, giving you a cleaner and healthier home. Call 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com to connect with your local ChemDry and learn about special offers in your area. That's 1-800-CHEMDRY or visit ChemDry.com today.